Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Mike Dunleavy will be sworn in as the next Alaska governor in Norvik, the northwest Arctic borough village his wife Rose is from. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that Dunleavy announced the location on Saturday to the Alaska Outdoor Council in Fairbanks. A release from Dunleavy's transition team said the governor-elect chose Norvik to honor residents of rural Alaska. Dunleavy will be the third governor in Alaska history to be sworn in outside of the state capital in Juneau. Sarah Palin and Sean Parnell have their ceremonies in Fairbanks. Dunleavy's swearing-in will be on December 3rd and will be followed with an inaugural celebration the next day in Wasilla, where he lives. Dunleavy's transition team will announce celebrations in other communities as the details are confirmed. The U.S. District Court in Anchorage heard arguments Friday in a case that could determine whether millions of acres of Arctic waters should be closed to oil development. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that a few months after taking office, President Donald Trump issued an executive order to reopen large parts of the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas for offshore oil leasing. Former President Barack Obama had withdrawn those areas, citing environmental risks. Environmental groups are legally challenging President Trump's ability to undo Obama's withdrawal. In court, they argued Congress gave presidents the power to take offshore areas off the table for oil development, but not the other way around. An attorney with the Department of Justice argued this reading of the law was too narrow and not what Congress intended. The outcome of the case could have near-term impacts. The Trump administration has tentatively proposed holding an oil lease sale in the Beaufort Sea next year. Reduced visibility due to blowing snow is forecast for highway summits north of Fairbanks. A National Weather Service issued advisory forecasts wind gusts to 30 miles per hour over higher terrain together with new snow. Fairbanks saw an inch of accumulation overnight, and Weather Service meteorologist Joe Kreisen says more snow is expected.
We're looking at somewhere between 4 to 8 inches, probably higher amounts north of Fairbanks, around 4 inches for Fairbanks the next couple of days.
Prior to this snowfall, Fairbanks Airport had recorded less than an inch for the season, the lowest total since 1926. Mixed precipitation in areas along the Alaska Range and farther south is making roads slippery, prompting travel advisories. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.